Hey, what's up, Nathan?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, man. Excited to talk to you. I've heard a whole lot about you and how you became the number one ranked quarterback in Canada. But first, I want to ask
Thank
you,
you.
how did you become the quarterback that you are today? Like, what made you want to be a quarterback?
Well, yeah, first of all, I love football. I love everything around football. I love, you know, leading, you know, the team and having the control that a quarterback has and the responsibility that a quarterback has. You know, going up to the line and having to think on your feet, think quickly, and having the whole aspects of throwing the ball and making reads and, you know, controlling an offense, up and down the field and leading them. I just love that aspect of quarterback, and that's what attracts me to it. And that's why I think I really love football, is because of being a quarterback. And but there's a lot of people in my life that have made me the quarterback I am. First of all, my parents, who have raised me in a way that I'm really blessed to say that, you know, I was in a great family and a great home growing up. And then coaches that I've been really blessed with, coaches back home, Joe Moscato, Mr. Larry Justinus, and Mr. Tony Manafino, as well as my current head coach right now, which is Coach Bobby Carr, all influenced me to be the person that I am today.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Nathan. Me, myself, I've been around some pretty great quarterbacks, like especially this year I'm playing with Ricky Ray. And, you know, listening to you talk, you have a lot of the same characteristics you have. And it's a pretty big deal that, you know, we were getting you online and you're from Ontario, which is, you know, unseen in NCAA ranks, guys from Ontario going down there and succeeding at the quarterback position. So, you know, I want to say congratulations for you, you know, getting to this point, you know, getting the attention that you're getting. You know, we're all very proud of you here. And, you know, what is it like getting all the attention that you're getting now? You know, you seem like a very level-headed guy, but what's it like, you know, receiving all this attention?
Well, I don't want this to come across, you know, in the wrong way, but, you know, I'm used to it. I mean, I had a lot of, you know, attention back home when I was an early age. And so it's nothing like pressure or anything that, you know, I know that the people are watching all the time. And if I want to play at the next level, that's something I'm going to have to embrace. There is a part of you that realizes, hey, this is Division I coaches, and these are big time schools, you know, and they have a really big, you know, say in what goes around in football and stuff like that. So it does click at one point, and saying that, you know, hey, this is something pretty big. You're gonna get attention in the position of quarterback. You're gonna get attention whatever you do, whether it's good or bad. And so I'm just having fun with it. And I'm having a good time down here, so I'm not really worrying about that right now. Just worrying about winning games.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's good to hear that. What's it like going from, you know, a place like Canada, which is hockey crazed, to football crazy Alabama?
Well, it could have been a better place, I think. You know, back home, you always thought of that was probably the heart of football, and it's true. This is SEC country, and people are crazy about football. You know, they love their college football and they love their high school football, and so it's a great environment to be in. It's a great community around here. This is the community that I'm in right now is a typical small town, you know, that loves their football and loves their high school football, and you know, they're out there, you know, cheering on whether they have a kid on the team or not, and that's what's great about, you know, football down here. And you know, you didn't really get that, unfortunately, back home. Mm-hmm. You know, you had a lot of different sports. You know, you had basketball, you had hockey, you had soccer. Football wasn't really the biggest thing, but it's the biggest thing down here. And so it's great to be in an environment where a place that it's the main focus. And that's really what drew me here and what I love about it.
I went through a similar transition going down to the States and playing football. And one of the biggest things I noticed was the speed of the game. You know, playing in Canada, you think it's fast, but then when you get down there, it's a whole another level. Tell me what your adjustment was like seeing DBs move faster than they've ever moved, seeing receivers move faster than they've ever moved, seeing linemen coming at you bigger, stronger, faster than they've ever come at you. Tell me what that adjustment was like.
There was a little bit of a transition period and whatnot for me. I've had a great coaching staff and a great group of players to play with and who have helped me along, you know, all my mistakes and helped me learn from it. And because there was that time period, especially in the spring, where, you know, I was, you know, struggling, and they helped me get to the place where I am now, where I feel I'm very comfortable with the offense and everything. But, you know, there's definitely some rule changes that, you know, you have to be aware of. Some aspects of the Canadian game aren't really there in the American game at all. Just little things, really. I feel like the read defense is because there's one less coach in, and, you know, there's one less person has to read and worry about. And and I can see the field a little bit better because it is smaller. And so, I mean, there are some people playing at home and mostly that kind of environment and everything, and then coming down here. So, I mean, and the speed of the game for me hasn't been any quicker, hasn't been any slower. It hasn't been really a change for me at all.
You're a very level-headed guy, and I'm very impressed with having you on right now. You know, what do you miss most about being home? Because I remember, you know, being down in California in JC, man. At first, I didn't really miss home, but, you know, after a few months, it was like you start to miss, like, the little things, maybe like the Tim Hortons or, you know the cold weather, as crazy as it may sound, or, you know, just the people. So I just want to know, you know, you might miss about being home.
Well, I mean, I left a lot of people back home, and I left a lot of good friends you know, a lot of people that I grew up with. And, you know, I played with the same football program with the Burlington Stampeders for a long time. And I was moving on from them, you know, at the time that I didn't think I was going to be moving on from them for, you know, another year. But so leaving them was a little bit tough. And I'm glad that, you know, right now I'm living with my mom and my dad and my brother, and I get to see my dad quite often. And so that made it a little bit easier to meet, you know, leaving away from them and living with the host family. So that's good. I miss a lot, and so, I mean, this is where I want to be, and this is where I need to be if I want to take football any further, so I try not to focus on what I'm missing, more of what, you know, I'm achieving and what I want to achieve.
I know you guys are in the midst of a 68-game win streak right now at Edgewood. You guys are 9-0 this season.
Yes,
you've been lighting it up, putting up video game-like numbers. Have you felt any pressure at all with this win streak? I know you got the goal written up right now. 71 is the goal.
Well, the expectations for this program is have one or two losses and make the playoffs barely. You know, that's not, you know, the mentality of each team that goes forth. It wasn't the mentality last year, and it won't be the mentality next year. And it wasn't the mentality for this team this year. And it was to win, and it was to win the state championship, and it was winning every single year. And it's not about just this year's team. It's all those teams who have contributed to the 68, to the coaching staff who deserves it, and to the community who deserves it. And so there's not really a pressure at all. It's just because when I got here, you know, I had there's a lot of impressions that I knew about Edgewood, a winning program. They know how to win, and they're going to get you to, you know, that place that you need to be able to win. And me as a leader and someone who needs to lead the team, and they told me how to do that, and they showed me how to do it very quickly, and I caught on. And so I feel that there's not a lot of pressure here, because someone told me that you only should feel pressure if you're not prepared. And I feel like this organization and this team really knows how to win, and we are prepared. And it's not really any pressure on me, and it's not really pressure on this team. I don't think this team feels it at all.
We're on here with Nathan Rorke, quarterback from Edgewood Prep Academy. Nathan, I just wanted to ask you, you mentioned about the pressure right now, and you said that there's no reason to feel that way. I know there's a lot more schools taking interest in you now, and you seem to be dealing with everything quite well. Most recently, UCLA in Florida has been reportedly taking interest in you. What's that been like?
Well, it's been awesome. It really has. It's been a little bit of a blur, too, and I'm hoping that, you know, more comes out of it. You know, work right now is pretty low-key, but, you know, those are schools that you watch as a kid, and they're so far away from you, and you never think that you could ever be, you know, be a part of them, and to be even be mentioned by them is quite the honor, and I would be blessed and very, very fortunate to be a part of either of those programs, and I'm just hoping everything works out on the road.
I know with these programs taking interest in you, earlier in the season before we spoke, you said you went to visit Mississippi State, and I understand that you went to visit Alabama down Tuscaloosa earlier this year. What was that like visiting Alabama? Because I know in that state of Alabama, you're only Crimson or you're the other school.
You know, Alabama is something else. It really was. The program that Nick Saban has built up is something amazing. So to visit there and meet him, and something that, you know, as I walked out for the field warm-up and everything, as I walked out, the stadium wasn't even packed yet. It wasn't filled. People were still filing in. And I walked out, and I saw it, and I'd never seen him earlier. And that was just so cool to see for me, because it was the biggest, you know, stadium ever been in, and had the most people ever seen, and it wasn't even full yet. And to see that was something else. And then, you know, hear the crowd when it's game time and everything was something else that I'd never experienced before. You don't see that in the CIS, of course. And yeah, it was pretty crazy. I don't think anything will happen from Alabama. I'm just glad that they gave me a chance. I think anything will happen this season. We already have a quarterback and whatnot. But regardless, it was great to experience.
For people that have never seen you play, what type of quarterback would you say you are?
I have a tough question. I don't describe myself as a dual threat or a pocket passer or anything. I think the number one priority as a quarterback is to move the change, no matter how you do it. So the way I like to do the game is by, you know, throwing the ball from the pocket and trying to distribute the ball to as many people as you can. But, you know, if something breaks down, I'm trying to make a play for the team and do whatever I can to move the team. But at the end of the day, that's what you need, leader, and that's what you need from your quarterback. You know, I have a lot of fun when I play, so you definitely, if you've ever seen it, I'm hoping that you see that aspect of, you know, how I like to go out and just run a game with the boys, and that's the kind of thing that I like to show. I can't really categorize it. I don't really like to categorize myself as either or. I think there's a lot more to a quarterback, to whether if they can throw the ball, if they can run it. I just like to make plays and whatever I can do for the team.
With this process of you picking schools, what are you looking for in a school, a system, or a coach? You start first with a system. What's your preferred system?
The system I'm most comfortable in would be a spread offense. It's just because that's what I played back home, and that's what the pro style is back home, and that's what I've been playing with for a long time, and that's what we play right now. So I'd say the spread would probably be my preferred offense, but I'd be open to a lot of other ones.
What kind of coach are you looking for? Are you looking for a coach that's a teacher, or, you know, some coaches are yellers, or maybe a combination of both? But what type of coach are you mostly comfortable with? Because that's something that you're really going to have to look into.
Yeah, you're right. I think that the most important thing when choosing a university or school to go to is the coaching staff of who you're going to be with. I think you're right on that. And that would be for me, that would be what I will consider the most, is who I'm going to be working with, the OC or the quarterback coach or both, with the same person. But there are other ways to get a point of view. You know, I would have to say that, you know, a teacher and someone I can learn pick his brain, that wants the best for me at the same time, but wants the team to get better every single day, and will work for me to get that place. So, you know, I've worked with both. I've worked with yellers, and I've worked with teachers, and I've worked with people who are right in the middle. And so I think it would just be about, you know, the relationship that we can find and we can build on, and what kind of player I can be in the next 4 or 5 years in that program.
For kids up here that want to follow a similar path to you, what kind of advice would you give them? Mm-hmm. Would you recommend they enroll in a high school at as early as a junior or sophomore year, or would you recommend they kind of wait like you did and enroll in their senior year? There's a lot of kids up here that I find that are very talented, but they get overlooked because the common conception from American recruiters is that the competition up here isn't very great. What would you suggest for kids to kind of help overcome that hurdle?
Well, I'm hoping at one time that U.S. coaches look at Canadian kids and say, you know what, the competition is good, and we will look at it, you know, as a good prospect, regardless of who he plays. And the competition up here won't matter because it's good, and I hope football improves. But, you know, what I would say is that my recruitment process is very difficult because, you know, they usually take their quarterback and they're in their junior year, and I'm kind of losing, you know, especially for a quarterback. So I would say to get down there at least for your junior year, so they have 2 years to see you play and 2 years to develop under that system. I've been very fortunate to be under a coach that, you know, has gotten into, you know, Division I players to that level, and so, you know, and I'm very confident that it will work out. You know, I don't think that will happen for everyone. I really don't. And I think that if I wasn't with the coach that I am or the program I am, it wouldn't work out for me either. And I would definitely say that at least your junior year, and if not sooner, to go down the senior. It makes it really tough in the position that I am right now. And, yeah, I'm hoping, well, that's what I would say. I'd say the junior year or earlier.
Well, Nathan, you're setting a great example for a lot of players up here at the moment. Like Nate was saying earlier, you're very composed. You seem to have your head on your shoulders quite well, and you sound like a natural leader, both on and off the field. Before we wrap things up here, though, I got to ask you, is it Roll Tide or is it War Eagle for you? Which one is it? Are you a UAB Blazer fan? Well, I mean, like I said earlier, you can only be one in the state of Alabama. Which one are you?
I'm still Canadian, so I don't have.
Well played.
Fair enough. Well, Nathan, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to speak with us. Before we get off the air here, is there anything you feel like you would like to add or anything you'd like to touch upon before we go?
Yeah, just everyone back home that, you know, I'm thinking of you and I miss you a lot. You know, I'm hoping everything works out, so this was an all for nothing. And I'm confident in the people around me and everyone who is supporting me that we will get it done, and it won't be for nothing. But I'm working, and you guys are what motivate me, so I appreciate everything that you have. Yeah, thank you guys for having me on today tonight. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Nathan. It's always a pleasure. And after you guys bring home state, we'll have you back on, and we'll talk about that experience. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, Nathan, take care, man. It was good having you on. You know, keep representing well for our country. We're very proud of you.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I will.
All right, take care, Nathan.